Doom 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 doom.
This is the Running the Narrow Path podcast, episode number 5.
Are you ready to run? Are you ready to run the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon? On the weekend of October 13th and 14th, join the online running community around the globe in running the second Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon. You can run this completely free event with friends, with your running club, or even on your own. You can enter an organised race near where you live, or simply run your favourite 13.2-mile training route. This event is completely free, and you are invited to join in this worldwide celebration of running around the globe. Visit www.worldwidehalf.com today and register to enter the Fidipidations Worldwide Half Marathon. Think global, run local.
Hello everyone. It's me, Christer. I'm running my Oak Tree to Yellow House loop again. I just turned off the bigger road at the Oak Tree, and I'm now running on a smaller road into the forest. You could see pictures from this loop in my last blog post at my blog site at www.runningthenarrowpath.blogspot.com. I haven't been running for must be over a week now. I just can't get the time for running. It's terrible. Because I enjoy it so much when I get out here. And you kind of forget about difficulties at work or other things that are on your mind. And if it's an evening like this, it's not difficult at all to enjoy the nature, the birds and the flowers. And today it's a bit cooler. We've had close to 30 degrees during the days, but today we had only 21. It's really nice here this evening. I've been running this loop many times, but not all of it. There is a shortcut. You can turn off this track and go back home again. Then it'll be, 7 kilometers, 8 maybe. I've been measuring this long Oak Tree Yellow House loop up on Map My Run. Okay, here's the wet spot. Wonder if I can walk across here. There's no water, but it might be muddy. Oh, yeah, it is. I think I'll go around here in the trees. Okay, now I'm through. we haven't had rain for a very long time, but that spot is always a bit wet. Yeah, I've been measuring this route up on MapMyRun, and I found it to be 10.5 kilometers. The MapMyRun tool is very fun to play with. And I've measured many different routes up. So I now have at least 3 10K loops to run. The narrow paths that I'm running are not on the map though, so I had to do a bit of guessing and comparing with other maps. So but I think this is the most accurate measuring I can do of my tracks, unless I take my bike with me and measure it. But this terrain isn't really for bikes. I guess some of you would say it's not for running either, but I like it. The MapMyRun is great, I think. And you could see what's that called in English? Well, the different heights and hills, if you're climbing or going downhill. I think that was interesting. So I know that just in a few hundred meters I'll be on the highest spot on this loop, and I do a lot of downhill. While it's not a big difference in heights, but it's going slowly downhill for a couple of kilometers, I guess, and then I have to do just a little bit of uphill again before I'm home again. It's really flat, this loop. I have to find some hills around here so I can get some hill training, I guess. I really could need that. Oh, it's a beautiful evening. I can't stand still though, there's a lot of mosquitoes in the forest. Okay, I better do some running again. How fast does a mosquito fly? Can I outrun it? I guess it doesn't matter because I'll only run into a couple of others. I've also been looking into my log. I can't seem to find the English words today. The training log. I'm keeping a training log at Buckeye Outdoor. And I have done so for, I don't know, since last fall. And I think I've Well, I might have missed some, but I think I have put in most of my training into the log. And some weeks ago I found that you can take out reports, and I haven't seen that before. So I took out reports of my runs to see what it looks like, and you can see that I have increased my distance over the last 6 months, but I haven't really increased my speed. So I guess I have to work on that. Earlier I used to write down my training in an ordinary calendar. But this way you can see everything you have put in there in on just one page, or many pages if you've been training for a long time. But my runs only covers one page so far. Ah, that's when you take out the report in the log. There is one page per month. And you could also see diagrams, graphs of different kinds. I think it was great. And I was a little bit disappointed though when I found out that I haven't been training as much as I thought I had, and that I haven't really been any faster. But I'm running 10Ks now.
I've got a smile on my face and I've got four walls around me. I've got the sun in the sky, all the water surround me. Oh, you know. Yeah, I win now, sometimes I lose. I've been battered, but I never bruise. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, hey, it's just an ordinary day. It's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right. Jeannie sings on the corner, what keeps her from dying? Let them say what they want, she won't stop trying. Oh, might stumble if they push her around. She might fall, but she'll never lie down. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, hey, hey, it's just an ordinary day. And it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's alright. It's alright, it's alright. There's always some sorrow, and it's a double-edged knife, but there's always tomorrow. You know, it's up to you now if you sink or
all swim. Just keep the faith that your ship will come in. It's not so bad. And I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, I say, wait, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say, it's alright.
Here comes a horse. Someone riding it. Seems a bit nervous. I think I'll continue walking here so I won't scare the horse. And girl riding, she's okay, I guess, but the horse might be a bit frightened. Hey? Oh yeah, she took off on another track. I don't really think it is a track, it's just a field. The edge of a field she's riding on. No, I don't think I'll go that way. At least not today. I'm going my regular oak tree yellow house loop. when I have found three different 10K loops, I thought I had to come up with names for them, so I know which one I'm running. Well, when I'm running it, I know which one it is, of course, but afterwards, when I look in my training log or want to compare times or something like that, I thought it'd be interesting to know which one of the loops I was running. I just called them by the distance before, but now I'm trying to come up with names for them. And this one is the oak tree yellow house, because I turn off the road at an oak tree, and then I come back to not the same road though, but another road at the yellow house. I thought it was quite a clever name. I'll shut up for a while, otherwise they be suspicious. Hey, it would be weird enough if I was running here talking to myself in our language, but talking to myself in English, people might find that a bit strange. I said that to my daughter a while ago, because I was out running and recording myself, and I met some of her friends. So I thought they think she has a very strange father. So I said to her that if your friends says anything about me talking to myself when running, you just tell them that I was recording myself. and she said that, "Don't worry, Dad, they only think you're on the phone." So I guess that's because we're different generations, and she grew up with people talking to themselves in town or on buses or wherever, so why not when running? So if they think I'm on the phone and I'm speaking English, maybe they think I'm a very important businessman or something, dealing with the rest of the world. Oh, excuse me. I swallowed a fly. Ugh. Okay. As you might hear, I'm out of the forest again, and I'm running my boring bike path. Last 3 kilometers before I'm home. I don't really find the bike path that boring today. Not when running in daylight in this beautiful time of year. Okay, guys, I don't know what else to tell you, so I'll end this recording here and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Show notes for this episode can be found at www.runningthenarrowpath.blogspot.com. Comments about the show will be appreciated. You can send me an email at krister.wson@gmail.com or post a comment on the show notes site. The music provided in this episode is from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. You can find details about the artists and their music in the show notes. Thank you for listening.
I'd like to add a little PS here, a postscriptum to this episode. But by the time it reaches you, it will not be in scripture, but in speech. So maybe it's better to call it a PV for postverbum, or maybe postvox something. I don't really know what to call this. Anyway, I would like to address this to John Walker, Steve Runner's son, if you ever hear this. And I'd like to tell you that I, and I'm sure we are quite a few, that we really enjoy listening to you talking to your dad in the podcast episodes. Now I have even seen you appear in a video recording. It was great to see you there. But what can I say about your dad in that video? The only word I can think of with my limited English vocabulary is embarrassing. And since I too am an embarrassing dad, I'd like to take this opportunity to make myself a spokesman for all of us embarrassing fathers, and apologize to you, John, and to all of our teenage kids. We want to apologize for the way we sometimes behave. We don't mean to embarrass you, it just happens. And I have no idea why we do that. It might be because we want to be your friends as well as your fathers, and we also want to be cool, I guess. And sometimes we become a bit confused, and then our behavior turns awkward. It has been a while since we were your age, and life was different then. And that too might be a reason why we sometimes don't know how to behave when talking to you. We are sorry if we make you embarrassed sometimes. It is unintentional. But to you, and to our children of all ages, I'd like to say this. You should know that we love you so much. We love you more than I think you can comprehend. In fact, more than we sometimes understand ourselves. I don't think you will fully understand how much we love you until you become parents yourselves. Which will make us the embarrassing grandfathers. But hopefully we will have matured by then. We will definitely be a bit older and maybe wiser. Please forgive us. We love you.